Hi. Yesterday we were setting up the camp area, and while we're setting up the camp, there's some presentation and discussion also happening. I was interested to join the presentation of Shrikant. The natural coloring, the using roots, and many other natural ingredients for coloring. And after that, there's a discussion about
data security.
And mostly it's about that discussing about the situation in India. And I just learned, like, by browsing also about the number of Arda numbers, and then in the afternoon we have the gender issue discussions, until late, and then we had dinner.
Hello everyone. Yesterday morning, we are discussing that about natural color. It's very interesting for me, and we can also make at home by ourselves, so it's very good for me. And yesterday night, before dark, we went to the shop. We just go by, and near the temple, there is a pinyon tree. There's so many monkey, so my friends and I were walking there and buy some snack. When we come back, my friend was not knowing that the monkey will catch the snack. So she just go, and the monkey come around her. She just scared, she don't know what to do anything, but at last the monkeys get the snack. The monkey gets around. That's very interesting and fun for me. Thank you.
So while we were building the tents earlier yesterday, we built like, I don't know how many, like 4 or 5 tents. And the last one, like Dinesh joins us and says, well, let's start building this one. And he says, you know, these pikes, do you tell pikes? No, how do you call the masts?
Like, yeah.
These poles, like we should be putting the bar that goes across the tent below the canopy. So till he got there, we were building all of the tents in the wrong way, and that was why the roof was so difficult to put, and like we were fighting the whole morning with that. But then we said, okay, let's put it well, and what happened?
Then we figured out there was some of them were torn and it would just slide down, so we had to buffer it. But we at least now we know why some of the tent, the fronts are lifted up instead of nicely level to the ground. But I should be proud to say I'm a Boy Scout, which I've done all this so many times before. But it was, my excuse is it was 40 years ago.
40? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Like listening to that, building to the tents, I remember one thing. When I came around 8 o'clock, I guess 8 o'clock or 8:30, I don't know. And when I walked down, everyone were happy to see me. And everyone just started waving me, come forward quickly. I just wondered what happening. And then I realized that everyone badly thirsty and they were just waiting for water. I was just carrying my water bottle. Then after everyone done, then I just started supplying water to everyone who was just busy in building the tents. Yeah, then after that, once we just finished it, then section data, privacy session was started, and it was really good. And Ram shared much of the applications which we can, which we won't use every day, but we can replace it with that applications, and we can save our data, and that was really good. And later, in the evening, around 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, gender discussion was happening, but I was not able to attend the whole session. I had some backache and I just went. Then finally, around, I guess, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, Nico was explaining how to configure, troubleshoot the Libre routers. And it was very useful to attend the session. And I had many doubts regarding the antenna related that day before yesterday's router setup. And I was able to clarify with him. And yeah, it was very useful.
So I'm from local here. And where the tents are put, okay, it belongs to many people actually. One main one is the buffalo herder, Shankarana. And last night as we were sitting, there were the people who kind of own some of these other land where the tents are put. They regularly visit. So they came by yesterday, two of them, and they introduced themselves. They heard like, oh, there's been a singer, have we heard? I said, this is her. And so they hung around, and then suddenly Moon, where is Moon? So Moon and Raja, they brought their didgeridoo. And they had never seen a didgeridoo, like the Aboriginal Australian instrument. I was like, what is this? And Shilpa here, just to egg them on, she went on making a song for the musical instrument. Right? And she created it like, they were mind blown. And they were like, this has never happened in our life. And that too in our own land, you know, what luck. And then they're like, today we're going to bring the district commissioner, the superintendent of police, the composers from Tumkur, everybody, you know. Can we sponsor something for your event tonight at the full moon? So that was what happened. Yes, maybe you want to sing a line of that.
We were trying to make music with the boys, the Agni boys, and then when the music started, they wanted to play something like Gana like. And if any of you all know Tamil Gana, it's a form of how boys seduce girls or ask them out on a date, or it's like a cheeky form. It's like Aati hai kya khandala type. So I was talking about how some girl was hitting on my husband and I was going to bitch slap her. That's what we sang. I don't remember.
Only
one.
But that song.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to sing this song to you, the musical instrument that. Hard
Hail Tini. Yeah, I forgot that. Do you remember what it was like? It's almost like there's some. The two people who came.
Haan, hard start agide.
ನನ್ನ ಲವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಕೇಳಿ ನನ್ನ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಗಿದೆ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬೇಸಿಕಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ಟೂ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರೇಂಜ್ಲಿ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಕ್ವರ್ಡ್ ಐ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಐ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ಟವರಿಂಗ್ ಓವರ್ ಅಸ್ ದೇ ವುಡೆಂಟ್ ಸಿಟ್ ಡೌನ್ ದೇ ವುಡೆಂಟ್ ಬಿ ವಿತ್ ಅಸ್ ಬಟ್ ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಫೀಲ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವರ್ ದ ಬಾಸಸ್ ವರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಮೆನ್ ಓ ಶಿಟ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ಬಾಸಸ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಮೆನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಕುಡಂಟ್ And they couldn't feel so important. So I'm like, we're going to break that by just singing and ignoring you. And his phone was like in my face.
And
they were like in my face. And I'm like, hard start. Good fun. It was good fun. We should have alcohol at these gatherings more.
By the way, we typically have alcohol for these reasons.
For these reasons.
Today.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you. Thank you, Dinesh.
So, of course, yesterday there were many sessions of color, like everybody said, and Ram had a very important, interesting session also on privacy, where he gave many tools, alternatives for Facebook and telling to use the Mozilla browser. I was thinking, but Mozilla browser was so heavy, but, you know, he said there was an alternative called IceCat also, so I'm excited to do that. And then, actually, today is Alekhya's birthday, so some of us just went and woke her up in the middle of the night. She was drunk and she had sang with her and everything. She's gone and passed out. So we just woke her up and then we were, you know, sitting.
Are you sure you woke her up?
Yeah, so she's. I think she's slept again. She was, must have been up. Yeah, yeah. In the midnight, we woke her up. And then we played that game that Ram introduced again, the mafia game of virus versus service. And we played it for a long time. And then we went out and it was so chilly. It was quite windy near the tents and all. So then I came back with a cold. And so that's how the day ended.
While the session was happening down there, the conversations in the afternoon, some people were here hacking something around. So now we have apparently some new lights that we will be able to use, but also Sanket repaired the laser engraver. So now there's also a laser engraver over there.
Just to continue, the idea of the laser engraver, when you go to the craft center, you will see that a lot of things are made with local natural material. So and then to introduce appropriate technology in the sense that, for example, laser, you don't need chemical paints, but you can do designs, engraving, you can actually do cutting, you know, some things that you want. So we want to bring that kind of technology to the very local things. And then the villagers, like the young men, girls and the men, they can be involved with the tech aspects. It's also same for the community mesh radio. There's this combination of bringing the expression along with appropriate technology so that, you know, there is some kind of a cohesiveness in a rural setup.